following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Miller Lite.
Live from Bourbon A, alongside middle linebacker Brian Urlacher and center Roberto Garza, I'm Zach Zabeman, so happy to join you and talk some Bears football for the next hour. You guys are captains, which is a big deal because of this reason. Yesterday, the commissioner of the National Football League, Roger Goodell, was here. And it's my understanding that all the captains on the team had an opportunity to dine with the commish. What was that like?
Go ahead, Garza.
Thanks, man. That's a great great question to open up the day with. No, we had a good time and a chance to talk to the commissioner of some of the things that are going on with the league. And he had a couple questions about the referees and how camp schedule is going. So it was a good talk.
You know, there's this notion that a lot of the guys around the league don't like the commissioner. But when you have an opportunity to have dinner with him and see him face-to-face, does that change a little bit?
I've known him. I mean, I met him a couple of years ago. I mean, he's got a tough job. You know, he's a commissioner of the NFL. He can't win either way. I don't agree with him suspending players and him being in the appeals process, but we voted on that as players. That's our PA. You know, that's the way it went. We did the new CBA. We voted on that, and we approved it, so that's the way it goes. The one thing I like about him is, you do this, this is going to happen. You do that, that's going to. There's no in between with him. Whenever you do something, that's going to happen to you. There's no questioning why or any reason like that.
And it's very straightforward. I mean, he doesn't mess around.
There's no in between. It's black and white. There's no gray area.
Now, all the captains were there, which means Jay Cutler was there with you guys, and Patrick Manley, the longtime long snapper, and Julius Peppers. I'm guessing Pep did not say a lot during the conversation.
You guess right.
You know, he had a lot of topics he wanted to square off with the commish, and he had a great time talking to him.
Now, you've been outspoken, Brian, about just the rules. Roberto likes the rules that help the offense, but a lot of the new rules, they hurt defensive players.
You just can't hit anybody anymore. You know, you got to think about the thing that hurts us is we're a cover two team. So if you get someone running down the seams, you know, if you get people know what the side pocket is, there's side pocket and cover two on the sideline between the corner and safety. You can't hit that guy anymore, you know, because it's going to be a big hit. So you can't hit him anymore. Kind of makes us soften up our defense a little bit. But guards are not going to like this. Why can't we outlaw cut blocks then? Takes out our knees, you know. I mean, our knees are going to keep us out longer than our a concussion is. So, I'm a defensive guy saying that. So
Did you say it to the commish?
I don't think I said that. I've said it publicly for a long time, but I don't think I'd say it to him.
I mean, he was right there. He had an opportunity.
Jay was talking to him a lot, so I didn't say much.
Yeah, Jay's become a politician. He's very smooth in getting what he wants.
Smart guy.
Yeah, that's... Now, can you imagine blocking without being able to take out the legs, Roberto?
Not if we don't have to. I mean, when you're going up against a guy like him who can run, you got to use anything you can, you know? So.
But you guys don't cut that much. I mean,
no, but...
I mean, on the edges, I know. I understand you guys have
the
to
the backside, you know, the backside cutoffs, that's where you can really... cut that defense,
screw
you know.
Somebody up, yeah.
Are you conscious of it at all times?
You gotta be. The thing that's frustrating me is you get the guy's throwing 20 pounds. I always see about 70 pounds. He's cut me. I'm like, what? Why you gotta cut me? You're bigger than I am. Why cut me?
Because
we can run. I understand. You know, if we get out there in front of him, we try and make a miss in the open field, they gotta cut us. So.
We're with Brian Urlacher and Roberto Garza here on Bears All Access. I think things are different. I mean, you've been around for a long time with the Bears, Brian. This might be the first. And if I'm wrong, correct me here. But I think this is the first year where, when you guys are practicing, you look across the other side. There's an offense there that can match up with what you guys
do. Kicking our butt. Yeah, every day. I mean, the running game, the passing game, they're gashing us. It's been fun to go against them because it's going to make us better. You know, we're not going to see a lot more, much more talented players than we see every day in practice. You know, our offensive line is good. They're big. Brandon Marshall, obviously, Peanut going up against him every day. And Jay Cutler throwing the football. You know, there's not a lot of quarterbacks who throw the ball as well as he does.
And I think in an ideal world, if this works the way you think it will, you're not going to be on the field as much as you guys have normally been. So when people talk about this whole 30-year-old thing, it doesn't matter.
Well, it killed us last year, obviously. You know, we had four guys in the Pro Bowl over 30, so it was really a big deal last year. The less we're out there, the better off we're going to be in the end of the season. I don't care how old you are. The less plays you play, the better off you're going to be.
Now, offensively, Roberto, what's different? Now that you've seen it a little bit, what's going to be different about the Bears' offense since you've been here?
Obviously, when you have the guys that you talked about, you know, Brandon and obviously Matt Forte, Michael Bush, and Devin Hester and all those guys, I mean, they're going to make a big, big impact on our offense. So as long as we get the ball out quickly, go out to those guys and get those explosive plays that Coach Tice talks about all the time, you know, we're going to keep the defense off the field, keep them fresh, and let them go out there and, you know, blood in the water, go out there and attack.
It's nice to play with the lead, too. You know, you turn Pep loose, you turn those defensive linemen loose. When we got a lead and teams have to throw the football to catch up, that's nice because, you know, our sack numbers are going to go up if we can do that.
Yeah, that's what the Packers have been doing for the last few years. I mean, and you face it on the other end. It's not easy when that team can go out there and you're kind of stuck because they've got the lead.
It's the nicest thing that, like, with Jay being able to audible this year, like, I noticed already a bunch in camp, he changes the play. If he sees cover two, he changes to a run. If he sees cover one, changes to a pass. Or sometimes they have dummy calls where we think we're changing, but they're not. So it's been fun to go a little cat and mouse game so far, but it's going to be exciting to see what they do this year.
Now, when you're at practice and you're actually on the field practicing, are you trying to match wits with the quarterback, or are you looking at what Roberto's doing?
We listen to his calls as well. There are some blitzes where we have to go off what he does. We do listen to Jay, but like Peyton Manning, you don't know what's real and what's not real. You know, there are some times we pick up their calls, but they have a lot of stuff going on, and they know what we're doing all the time anyways. It doesn't matter what we do.
So how are you guys so successful? If everyone has been playing the cover two, the 30-year-olds in this defense for a long time, since 2004. Mm-hmm. You guys have had a lot of success. So if everyone knows what you're doing, why can't they stop it?
Because they can't prepare for our speed. They can't prepare for our effort. So, you know, we play hard, we play fast, and we play, you know, together. You know, you can say you're going to scheme us and that, but you still can't practice our speed and our effort.
Now, do you still have the speed?
I feel like I still run pretty good.
But you know, I mean, I'm talking about in terms of from when you first came into the league.
I don't think anyone's as fast. I was 21 years old. I'm 34 now, so I may not be as fast. But I think what I lack up in speed, I make up with my mental, you know, just getting in the right spots.
And not just knowing this defense, but
knowing
understanding. Do you know, can you anticipate now?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And the most instinctive player, Lance can do it better than anybody. Our defense or anyone I play with, he's the most instinctive guy I've ever played with.
In terms of just knowing, bam.
Just knowing, he knows where to fit. When he sees a play, he knows how to dissect it, knows where to fit. He just anticipates play. Sometimes he's wrong, but most of the time he's right.
Coming up next, we're going to find out. I talked to Lance about something the linebackers didn't do a year ago. It bugs him, and he wants to make sure you guys put up some numbers at a certain statistic. Yeah. We'll talk about that. How do you do it when you don't blitz, or are you blitz? Well, we'll talk about that coming up next with Brian Urlacher and Roberto Garza right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. Bears All Access rolls on live right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zaidman, pleased to be joined by a couple of captains, Brian Urlacher and Roberto Garza. I want to remind you that Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz, brought to you by Jimmy John's, is your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. on Comcast Sportsnet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. A little bit later on, we'll talk about Garza's Donuts. It's not a euphemism. It's an actual product. We'll get down. You're
really?
Looking at me funny.
Is it really?
Super buns.
Ooh, nice. Donuts, are they any good?
Jalosco, 1 minute in the microwave.
What do they taste like?
They look pretty good.
Donuts? Right, I guess we'll talk about it right now. Go ahead.
They're really donuts?
They are donuts. That's
I really like them. That's carbs. Donuts is carbs. It's bread. Right?
Go for it. Get your carbs.
You're supposed to get your carbs in you.
But they're nutritional donuts, right?
They're a healthy alternative. Actually,
what do they taste like?
They're good.
What, do they have spinach
of
inside
of
them? What makes it healthy?
They're actually made out of dirt. What do you think, spinach in a donut? Come on, Red. No, they have vitamins, and it's a healthy alternative. It's actually still a donut, but they have actually some protein and some vitamins in the thing, in the donuts. It's owned by R Superfoods, who Franco Harris owns the company, so he has a lot of different healthy alternatives out there, and he chose different players in different cities, and all the money goes to the foundations out there. They're helping out the kids and stuff like that. So
where's the rest of it go? You said some of it. I'm just playing. I gotta try those. I really like those.
They're at Jalosco's.
Jalosco. Yeah. That's one by my house.
My favorite are Super Buns.
I'm a big fan of donuts.
When's the last time you went through into a supermarket and just kind of went down the aisles?
I go to Target like 8 times a week.
Really?
Oh, the people at Target are like, hey, he's back. They walk in, they're like, hey, Brian. That's my spot. I love the Super Target right by my house.
You're a big spender, huh?
No, well, I don't mean to be when I go in there, but every time I check out, it always ends up being more than I want to spend.
Now, what are the because do you go with the cart and start rolling around?
Yeah, I get a lot of stuff.
So do people, like just regular people, do they start walking and just their jaw drops when they see you walking?
People are nice. They'll say hi. Well, I mean, I don't say hi, but sometimes people ask for autographs or pictures, but they're pretty nice. The most people that go in there live around there, so they've seen me in there before.
That's cool.
Yeah.
See, Garza can go anywhere unnoticed.
No, he's absolutely big. See, the problem with our old linemen is they're like, you got to do something. They don't even know what sports you play, but you see your size, you're like, I know you do something. They don't know what it is.
Carry cement bags.
Yeah, that's right. You got to be some kind of athlete. Look how big you are.
I've never had that problem anywhere I've ever gone in my life. But
doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but I make up for it. I've got the gift of gab and this wonderful voice. Anyway, the thing that that surprises me is usually people are very nice when you're out in public. Then you turn on the radio, sometimes they say things that aren't so nice, or you get on social media, although I don't know if... I know you're on social media, but you're not really on social media. Yeah.
From what I hear, I have 35 or 40 Facebook pages. I think I have one that's really...
Yours.
The people who run it for me, and then the same way with the Twitter. I've never been on Twitter. I don't know how to get on there, or Facebook, but apparently I have them, so that's good. I think you said there's one official page of mine. I think you're right.
Yes.
Yes.
And as well as there's a verified Twitter account.
And I don't listen to the sports talk, because all the experts, you know, I need to talk to are my coaches. I don't need to hear everybody else talk about how much they know about everything.
No, well, the reason I was bringing it up is, and that's your prerogative, the reason I was bringing it up...
No, I like listening to you.
Well, you
if
better.
If I could listen to a Bears game every Sunday, you guys, or a football game, y'all three would be the one, you know, you, there, and...
Joniak,
do good job.
Yeah, I'm just on that show. It's their show. And
exactly.
Yeah, but you haven't heard a game since 2009.
I listened to
the
Seattle game when I was hurt.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, we had some great interviews on that one. Anyway, we're with
Sorry.
Ryan Urlacher.
Sorry, Garza.
And Roberto Garza here on Bears
here.
All Access. But here's what I want to know. Do you ever get, because you mentioned fans are nice, when you're out in public, you're at a restaurant or wherever it is that you go, do you ever run into a situation where a fan isn't nice and he's not happy or she's not happy with the way you've played that week or whatnot?
There are some smart butts out there who think they can get one over on you and say something that they know they shouldn't say, but they still say it. You know, I just kind of try to ignore them. Most of the time I have people with me, so I don't have to say anything someone else does. You know, but here's my take on the whole... Sorry, this is not going to come off very good, but you can sign 1,000 autographs and not sign one, and you're a jerk. That's the way it is. You know, you can sign for 2 hours, and there's still more people there, and you don't sign for them, you're a jerk. So.
Do you feel bad? Because you're the type of guy...
No.
Not at all.
No.
Because you can only do so much.
I mean, you do. If we sign every day for practice, after practice, we'd be out there for 3 hours. We can't. We have meetings and stuff, so we can't do it.
How much time would you say during the season do you have just for yourself outside of football?
Go ahead, Garth. Just not including our kids and stuff, or just by myself?
No, that includes
like
family.
A long time. Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's not much time out there. When you come out of meetings, you know, Wednesday, Thursday are a long day. We're there from 8 a.m. till 6 o'clock at night. Then you get home, have dinner, and then, you know, spend time with your family and time to go to bed, you know, and get up the next day and do it all over again. So
Groundhog Day.
It's the same thing week in and week out. You know, really the only time you have is Saturday when we get to the hotel. We get 2 hours before meetings, and then, you know,
I
meetings.
You're really by yourself time. But,
yeah,
you know, the other days, you family, you know, which is great because, you know, they're your family, so it's nice to be around them. But like true alone time is probably Saturday before at the hotel.
Are you one of these guys, both of you? Is there a certain point during the day Saturday where you have to kind of flip the switch and become a football player?
That's funny. My brother and one of my buddies, Bryce, they always, like on Friday afternoons, they won't talk to me anymore. They say, you're just a jerk. No, I would say something else. But, you know, from Friday on, they say, and I don't mean to be, but they say my attitude changes. I don't feel like I do, but... Maybe it does. I don't know. I know on Saturday mornings we have a good time in the locker room with dodgeball, so I must not be that big of a jerk because we have a good time in the locker room.
We'll get to the dodgeball stuff and what you guys do in the locker room in a little bit, at least the fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
But we talked about before the commercial break last time out about sacks and the linebacking court. You guys had zero sacks.
Zero.
How?
We didn't tackle the quarterback when he had the football in the pocket when he was trying to throw a pass. That, you know, that's how you get zero sacks. You
know. No, but you talk about the team speed.
You know,
why is DJ Moore the best blitzer on the team?
Is he? How many sacks did he have?
Don't you think? I mean,
how many sacks did he have last year? Okay, thank you.
He has picks.
Yeah.
He gets a lot of picks. He causes.
Look at our tackles for losses. So a tackle for loss to me, in essence, is the same thing as a sack. You're just not hitting the quarterback. You're getting the running back behind the line of scrimmage or whoever it is, but it's the same thing. You're still a minus yardage play. and we had 25 or 30 as a group. So, you know, we're making and we had a few picks last year. Do we want sacks? Yes, of course we want them, but, you know, there's more to it than just getting sacks all the time. We've had years where we've had 13 sacks in our room, and we stunk those years. So how's that work?
Well, this is why I bring it up, because in the in this defense, you've become the preeminent Tampa 2, Bears 2, whatever you want to call it.
Bear 2. It's no longer Tampa 2.
The Bear 2 defense. And you've become the prototype of how you want to play the middle linebacker position in this defense. But is there a part of you that wonders, when you go back and look at your career, just the pride part, what you could have done, say, in a different kind of defense?
No. I would have. This defense fits me perfectly. Because I get a chance to run, you know, I've got a chance to play pass coverage and blitz and play the run. I couldn't ask for a better defense to play in. You know, if you want to showcase your skills athletically and do things, this is the defense to be in.
Coming up next, we're going to ask Roberto about what's it like to be part of an offense that I think is going to be putting up some points on the board. You know, last year, before Cutler got hurt, first 10 games, Bears were averaging nearly 27 points per game, number 6 in the NFL. This year, you got Brandon Marshall added to the mix and some other weapons as well. Plus, you're in a division where you got to put points on the board. Green Bay averaging 35 a game, Detroit averaging 30. So we'll kind of talk about what's left to do in the NFC North from an offensive standpoint. That's next with Garza and Urlacher on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. The August 9th game against the Denver Broncos is brought to you by United Airlines. The first 25,000 fans entering Soldier Field will receive a Bears-United Airlines 2012 magnetic schedule. The Chicago Bears thank United Airlines for their support as a Hall of Fame partner and for proudly flying the Bears for over 40 years. Along with Brian Urlacher and Roberto Garza, I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority. If you want to tweet your questions, feel free to do that at my Twitter account, because you're not going to be able to check it, Brian. At Zach Zaidman, ZACHZAIDMAN, hashtag Bears Access, and we'll try to get to as many questions, right? No holds barred.
Yeah,
so as many questions as the fans have got. And I, you know what? Getting ready for this show, I was talking to a lot of different people. Hey, what do you want to hear from Brian Urlacher and Roberto Garza? And I'll bet you know where I'm going with this. Almost every question, the first one, had nothing to do with football when it came to you.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't understand why people are more fascinated with the X's and Y's as opposed to the X's and O's, if you know what I mean. It's like your private life, for whatever reason.
People
go crazy with that stuff.
It's stupid, isn't it?
And I don't know. I haven't lived that life. But knowing you the way I know you, you're a private guy. Does it – how have you balanced that?
Just don't talk about it.
But even when you're in the public eye, I mean, that's something – because I was talking with Cutler about this last year
when
he experienced it for the first time, and he talked about just – the paparazzi, you know, coming out of, you know, they hide. Did you have to deal with that?
I never go to L.A., so no. And I live secluded out here. So,
they haven't caught up to you guys yet?
No.
That's good. Do you have an escape plan just in case?
No.
All right. You might have to after this show, I guess. Yeah. All right. Let's talk some offense with Garza here.
Great segue.
Yeah. I'm just asking what people want to know. So when it comes to the offense, a lot of people keep saying that, you know, the weak link, so to speak, is the Bears' offensive line. I would maintain that that's not entirely accurate, and that there's a lot that happened here last year in terms of play calling combined with what you guys were running and who was on the line that created. It's not just one thing.
You know, since I've been here and since our Super Bowl year, I mean, they always talked about the offensive line that year. You know, we went all the way to Super Bowl and had a great year that year, and our offensive line is not good enough. And, you know, every year I've been here, it's been the same thing. So we understand what the challenge is, and we have to go out there and we have to perform better than we did last year. I mean, there's no question about that. We have to protect Jay, and we have to continue to run the football like we did with Matt and now obviously Michael and the rest of the guys. So we have to play better, and that's no question. But every year we have to go out and compete and go out and do our jobs. And, you know, that's always been a question mark as long as I've been here. So,
realistically, where do you think, as an offensive line, you have to get better? Because three different running backs ran for 100 yards last year. It's clear you guys can run the ball. A lot of guys play different positions, so there's a lot of flexibility and experience now that maybe you guys didn't have a year ago. Specifically, where, as a line, would you like to see everything improve?
Well, obviously, protecting Jay Cutler, getting our pass pro, picking up blitzes, you know, working with our defense is always going to help us tremendously, working with those guys and seeing what they're doing. And our recognition, I think, is always going to get better. But I think Coach Tice is doing a great job of fine-tuning those areas that we all need to get better at, whether it be our hand or footwork, whatever it may be, and going out there and executing. And we have to carry what we do on the field to the actual games. And then, you know, this is what training camp is for, man. Go out there and go to work and see what you have to get better at. And we're going against Julius Peppers, Izzy, and, I mean, a stacked defensive line. You know, how can you not get better every single day?
You know, it's a great point that you bring up, because there were play calls over the last couple of years that were not offensive line friendly. And as a defensive player, you can speak to this, Brian. When you see the other team take a seven-step drop, which doesn't happen often in the league now,
yeah.
I mean, as your eyes have to light up, especially if you're playing end.
Yeah, I mean, these guys got put in so many bad spots the last couple of years, and, you know, it's tough. I mean, we look at them every day. We know that we can run the football. There's nothing about that. We can pass protect. But it's hard to protect a seven-step drop every time. Now we're getting Jay moving around the pocket. We're getting boots. We're doing waggles. And we run the outside zone. It's tough, man. They run two outside run plays, and they run a boot off of it, where everyone on the defense is on the right side, and they're going to the left. So it's tough to pick them up right now, but the best thing is put them in the best position for them to succeed. And I think Coach Tice will do that a lot better than we have done in the last few years.
Yeah, because for people that don't understand, when the quarterback is being asked to drop back seven steps, I mean, you're essentially asking how long for a tackle to hold a defensive end.
If you can chip them, which we're going to chip them with the backs now and the right. Tight ends. If I'm not, I mean, I've seen that in practice, so that's a good thing.
Well, obviously, you have to get a little help out there, but there comes a times where we have to protect a seven-step drop. I mean, if it's 3rd and 11, we have to get the ball out right. Deep. So, you know, there's times where we're going to have to step up, but obviously trying to limit those situations and go out there and just continue to get the ball out as fast as we can, 3-step, 5-step drops, and go out there and execute.
What's the internal clock in your head where ball's got to be out or else it's going to be a bad play?
You're out there, you're just battling. If you're in front of your guy, you're just going to keep pushing and clawing and fighting and trying to do whatever you can. There's no real clock, you know?
They hold on every play, don't they?
Never.
I mean, no. They do. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm telling you, this is one of the cool things, the vantage point that I have on the sideline on game day. There has never been a snap where Julius Peppers has not been held in my time covering the Bears. You know it.
I agree.
Well, if you have to block Julius Peppers, I mean, what are you going to try to do?
How good are our tackles going to be going against him and Izzy every day? Henry Melton, I mean, you, those guys are stinking. Steve Pye
is looking great.
He's good.
Explosive,
strong. He joined
strong.
The first team today for the first time.
You know, he's doing great. Like said, you know, Melton, Izzy, Julius Peppers, you know, and all those guys.
Chauncey's doing a good job.
Chauncey's doing great. I mean,
I want you to go on.
I think they're all great up there. I mean, they all have such a hard job to do. We're a single gap defense. We call them crackheads. You got to get in the crack and stay in the crack. And they do that. I mean, they do a good job. They get up the field. They knock off pullers when they can. Sometimes we get gashed, you know, but most of the time we do a pretty good job.
Pia was saying that now that his leg is healthy, because that was mm-hmm. the big problem, now he can get down the right way. He said he can push and pull at the same time, which helps him hold double teams, which is crucial for what you guys need.
He's strong. There's no doubt about that. He's one of the strongest guys I've ever been around. But when we're running cover two in the running game, they got to take on double teams because we're not going to be down to take the line off of them. So he does a good job doing that and holding guys up and let us run a little bit.
In an ideal world, you don't want to blitz, right?
Well, we like to blitz, but not to get pressure. We want to blitz as a surprise. We don't want to have to blitz to get pressure. We want to get pressure with our front four. Pep, Izzy, Matt, Steven, you know, Henry, all of them. We don't want to blitz to get pressure. We want to get it with the four guys up front that we have.
Give me some offensive players that maybe the fans might not know about, but just from watching the video and them out at practice have caught your eye.
You know, I think Jeffrey's the rookie. Receiver's doing a great job. He's a big kid going out to making some plays. Evan Rodriguez is doing a great job out there. So a lot of the young guys are stepping in. So it's fun to see those guys step in and make plays.
We got to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll play the famous game that we play here on the show. It's called Are You a Bears Authority? With two guys who've been Bears for quite a while. Urlacher, Garza, Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Having some fun here on Bears All Access, live from Bourbon A with a couple of the team leaders, Brian Urlacher and Roberto Garza. Zach Zabin with you. Want to remind you to watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Subway, Sunday mornings, 10:30 a.m. on Fox Chicago, starting September 9th, and Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago. You're on Fox Chicago, from my understanding, Brian, every week, right? after
Luke
games.
Luke Canales.
Yeah, good
Louis.
Man. Good man.
That's
also part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. That starts September 2nd, all part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. So we're doing a little radio here, and I also want to remind you that you can tweet me so I can ask these guys questions in some of our upcoming segments here, at Zach Zaidman, ZACHZAIDMAN, hashtag Bears Access, and no holds barred. So they will answer all the questions that you guys have. But before we do that, time for some fun here on the show. Jay Cutler just crushed Brandon Marshall in this game last week. So I think it has to do with the fact that Brandon hasn't been around
here.
Doesn't
know anybody's name.
But he's a smart guy. I mean, he seems
really
to know
smart.
A little bit about everything. So we're going to play Are You a Bears Authority? If you're just tuning in and don't know the game, it's brought to you by Sports Authority, where I ask a question, and if the guys know the right answer, all you have to do, guys, just say your
Brian.
Name. Yeah, exactly. Just
right.
Like that, you can go laugh, too, if it makes it you can say it that way. The person that says their name first, you can answer the question. If you get it right, we move on to the next question. If you get it wrong, then the other guy has an opportunity to answer the question. So it's that simple. Whoever's got the most right after 7 questions wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. So, Brian, you're going to be playing for Bears fan Mandy Vanderveen and Roberto. So, Mandy, nice. You have an opportunity to win her some cash for Sports Authority.
Mandy.
And Roberto's going to be playing for Bears fan Joseph Karsh. And if you're just listening, you want to sign up for a future game, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page, where you can also listen to all of our shows. All right, question number one. You ready? What state did Bears first-round pick Shea McClellan?
Brian.
Yes.
Is it where did he grow up? Idaho.
Yes. Once you say your name, he grew up on chicken.
Question.
Yeah, it's relaxed.
Nice question.
It's balanced.
No comment.
Up on Chicken Dinner Road, by the way. That's
great.
You grew up in a small town, not nearly as small as his town.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to the rookie?
Yeah, he's on my team.
I know, but what's he doesn't talk. He's very quiet. Seems very shy.
That's why I like him.
Because he doesn't say anything.
He doesn't say anything. He makes plays.
Do you think he's intimidated?
No.
All right, that's good. No. By the way,
he's the same size.
He made a huge play today.
The pick?
Yeah.
He had a really good practice today. I was impressed. He had a couple of nice pass rush moves. He played all 16 snaps in the scrimmage, or 18 snaps.
Wow.
I feel bad for him. 18 play drive.
Yeah, and that's live contact. And now the thing is, when you were a rookie, was it difficult for you to get acclimated? How long before you felt comfortable just in training camp?
Never. I didn't know what I was doing the whole time, so it wasn't never easy.
You think he's going through that right now, where information overload and...
No, I think he's smarter than I was.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah, he did go, Boise State, you know. Anyway, next question.
Right. Here we go. Question number two. How many touchdowns did Kellen Davis have last season?
Brian.
Yes.
6. What happens if you get it wrong?
Well, then Roberto has a chance to answer
the question.
He doesn't
know the answer
anyway. 8. Take it wrong.
4.
4.
5.
Dang.
All right. But I know it's a tight end. They weren't used much. It's going to be different this year, though, right? Tight ends.
Absolutely.
Are, yeah. Okay.
Big plays.
So question number three. Right now, Brian has a 1-0 lead here. So Mandy has the lead over Joseph here for the Sports Authority gift card. Question number three. Which current Bears defensive back went to college at the University of Illinois?
Brian.
Yes.
Kelvin Hayden.
Correct. Oh, Brian is beginning to pad the lead. 2-0 over Roberto here. Question number four. And you can sense a little bit of anger here with Roberto. He's taking it seriously.
Steaming.
Yeah, question four.
Hot sauce.
Just take a deep breath.
Tabasco.
Yeah, you want to focus. Question four. Who's taller, Craig Steltz or Major Wright?
Brian.
Yes.
Steltz.
Now, see, you're right. Because he's...
taller.
No, he's not.
Because his hair's longer and he's taller.
Yeah, he's 6'1". That's true. You get lost in the Fabio-like waves, but he is taller than... And see, I'm surprised you didn't know that answer, Roberto, because you're staring at those guys. Those guys are behind Brian when he's playing defense.
Yeah, but they're squatted down.
Next question.
Yeah, all right. We move on. By the way, it's a 3-0 lead for Brian. He
three defensive
rolling.
Questions in a row.
This reminds me of ping pong. When you play ping pong, skunking you.
All right, we've got question number five here. What year, it's about one of your fellow comrades here, what year was veteran long snapper Patrick Manley drafted in?
Brian.
Garza.
All right, Brian gets to answer first.
98.
He's correct.
Obviously,
and,
he got drafted the next year.
He's 3 years older than me. So.
Wow, he swept the game, but just for pride. And by the way, congratulations.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Good job, man. You're welcome.
Sorry,
Mandy
Joseph.
Wins
yeah,
the certificate. And,
thank Garza, because he stinks.
Yeah.
He was those teammates.
You know, even Brandon got one right last week.
Any questions about the offensive line,
right,
man?
Here's one about the offensive line. This is for pride.
Garza.
Who is... What's the answer?
That's all you can say. You can't say anything else.
What's the answer?
Garza.
He's right.
Are you serious?
The question is, who is officially listed as the shortest offensive lineman on the roster? And then a question number seven, just to wrap things up. Name one of the three Bears defensive backs drafted in this year's NFL draft.
Brian.
Yes.
Brandon Harden. In this year's defensive?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Brandon Harden.
Who are the others?
Three of them?
Yeah.
From the Bears?
From the Bears.
Greg McCoy.
Yes.
And Fry.
Yes, see? He knows. And then we would have had a tiebreaker. This would have been it. How many rushing yards did Matt Forte have last season?
984.
Close.
998.
He's off by one. 997. See, he knows.
He was over. I was under.
Yeah, but it was still fun. We got to take a break.
If you go over, you lose.
Says who?
That's the rules.
Yes, usually that is the rules.
The Price is Right?
Yeah.
Hey, Red, take it easy.
All right. I was trying to make him feel good. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get to your Twitter questions next with Brian Urlacher and Roberto Garza. And how about Mandy, a winner because of Mr. Urlacher? That's next right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access rolls on from Bourbon A with Brian Urlacher and Roberto Garza. I'm Zach Sabin. Happy to have you with us for the best Bears game day coverage on the go. Text Bears to 51288 to get the Chicago Bears official app. We are taking your questions via Twitter, hashtag Bears Access. Just send them to me, at Zach Zaidman, ZACHZAIDMAN. Brian has a Twitter account, but rarely looks at it. Roberto does not have a Twitter account. It's kind of hard to.
I don't know how to look at it, first of all. I didn't set it up, and I don't do Twitter.
But it's important for the foundation. And yes. Garza doesn't do Twitter that I know of.
Yes.
You know, you've got the Nation that Jamarcus Webb has behind him doing the
J-Web
Twitter.
J-Web Nation,
yeah.
Right.
I can't, for the life of me, I can't imagine the ribbing he must have taken when the rest of the offensive line found out about that.
Well, he posts some great tweets about what he's doing on a daily basis.
Yes.
And his workout pictures and stuff, you know. Stuff people really want to know.
Yeah, that's, well, some people want to know, I guess. But no one on your roster tweets more than the newcomer in your meeting room, Geno Hayes, the linebacker. I'm
really?
Telling you, this guy tweets more than any other human being I have ever seen.
More than Chris Harris?
Yeah, more than Chris Harris. Chris looks like an amateur compared to Geno Hayes. Now, I don't understand
What do you say on there? Like, what?
He'll just tweet random stuff, like quotations that come out of nowhere. It's like he's having a conversation with someone, but you don't know who.
Nice.
You got to just Google it.
I'm good.
I'm telling good. You, it'll be interesting. All right, so here are the questions. Ready? Here we go.
Brian.
This.
Sorry, go ahead, sorry.
This is from Mark. Other than the Packers, what team do Brian and Roberto get fired up to play the most?
Anytime you get a chance to line up on Sundays, it doesn't matter who's lined up, man. You just go play.
Same way, but division games mean a little bit more. You play them twice a year, you don't like any of them. So, you know, they're all pretty exciting, but the division games mean a little bit more.
Do you look forward to just the gamesmanship battle with Aaron Rodgers?
He's good. Yeah, you know, we know their offense pretty well. We don't stop them very often, but we know what they're doing. They know our defense. He knows our defense pretty well. We have a tough time with them. You know, before last year, we played him pretty well. You know, the last five or six times we played him, but last year they kicked our butts. But, you know, he's good, but I like playing against him. He's a fun guy to play against.
What does he do that's just different from the other quarterbacks?
He's very accurate. The ball is out of his hands. Like, if he sees cover two, he runs it. If he sees cover one, he throws it. If you get lucky and fool him, he'll run around. You know, he could do it all.
And when you're playing defense, is there a line that when you go up against them, they talk more than anybody else, they're nastier than everybody else, or do you just not focus on it?
There's not really a lot of guys that talk as much anymore like in the old days, you know, when you had John Randall and those guys. I mean, now these guys, you know, everybody's playing and doing their thing, you know, but a couple guys, you know, things get heated, stuff goes back and forth, but there's nobody really that, you know, has a gift like those guys did.
Yeah, they were talkers. These guys talk. I'm talking about the Bears defense.
We talk in practice to these guys.
Not in the game.
No, we don't talk much in the game. But I don't. I'm too busy trying to get the call. But I know Peanut may yap a little bit, but it's nothing mean or like that. It's just fun talk.
Have you ever felt like you could get in somebody's head by talking at this level?
No, I don't think so. I don't have enough words to get in their head, I guess. I don't have enough good statements to get in their head.
I don't have mind control.
I can't put them together well enough to get in someone's head. I got a lot of good words, but I can't put them together.
Got it.
So it's like you can run and hit, but you can't run and hit at the same time. That's not a good thing.
It's like walking and chewing gum for most of America. Yeah. All right, Urlacher and Garza with us here on Bears All Access, taking your questions on Twitter. Field turf or grass?
Grass.
Grass.
Now, Soldier Field grass.
Any kind of grass, over turf.
Absolutely. It slows the defense down.
Yeah. I mean, would it benefit us to play on turf? Yes, because we're fast, but I'd rather play on grass.
Don't you benefit as a defense because at Soldier Field? Even with the grass as it is, because it slows down the offense.
The receivers know where they're going. The DBs have to react to where receivers go. The running backs, you know, they know where they're going. So we have to react to where they go. So, you know, it's not as easy for us.
So the answer is no.
No.
Corey Wooten is healthy, and if he continues to progress, do you see him ahead of Shea McClellan? I guess the better question to ask is, how are those two guys doing?
Corey's having a really good camp. I know Garza would see it more than I do, but... he's getting out the football. He's big. I don't know if he put some weight on or if he just started lifting harder this summer or not, but he looks really big. He's getting out the football. He's healthy again. And, you know, I don't know if he'll be ahead of Shea or not, but he's playing really well right now.
What's the biggest advice that you would give Shea? Because you face this guy as part of the line, and you're with him on defense.
Just don't get too upset. Don't get frustrated. You know, it's frustrating as a rookie, especially early on during training camp, because there's so much coming at you. And that he's a first-round pick, so there's going to be a lot of expectations. The media is going to be all over. Every day there's an article about him. Not his fault. You know, he's going to do the best he can. He works hard. He tries hard. But don't get too high and don't get too low. Just go out there and have fun.
Yeah, just definitely keep his head down and just keep grinding. I mean, it happens so fast that you just got to keep working. And it's going to have, like you said, I mean, you're going to have ups and downs, good days, bad days, and just keep fighting, keep going, and keep trying to get better.
And he doesn't say anything. He doesn't. I mean, he's a great kid. He goes about his business by himself. He practices hard and goes back to the huddle. Doesn't say anything.
Yeah, so before practice today, I mean, especially after yesterday, heads down. You can tell it.
What happened yesterday?
He was upset, I guess, with his performances. Oh. And then, you know, he comes out, has very nice practice. But it's just the way it goes.
Good days and bad days.
It's training camp.
More good than bad, you'd be all right.
Urlacher, Garza, Bears All Access. More of your questions coming up. We'll get to the left tackle situation and find out about where Urlacher's going at the end of this year. It's been a big topic of conversation. That's next right here on Bears All Access. I knew he would come up with that answer. Right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Final few moments here on Bears All Access, live from Bourbon A with Brian Urlacher and Roberto Garza. Tune in to Bears Insider, brought to you by McDonald's, featuring Jeff Joniak and Bears head coach Lovie Smith, Monday nights at 7 p.m., starting August 27th on our sister station, News Radio 780 WBBM and 105.9 FM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. All right, it's the biggest battle of camp, left tackle. It seems like Jamarcus Webb has kind of become the leader in the clubhouse. What are you guys as a team looking for from that position?
Obviously, we got to be able to pass protect. We know we can run block, so being able to hold up in that position. But, you know, Chris is still, you know, both guys are still battling. They're moving guys around right now, trying to, you know, spell some guys. So, you know, who's going to become that starter still up in the air. Obviously, both guys have had a good camp and, you know, continue to do that. But it's still early.
Gabe Kareemi played a little bit last year, about 5.5 quarters. What did you learn about him during that time, and what kind of a player is he once we get to see him this year?
He's a mauler, man. He goes out there and goes after people. You know, for being a rookie last year, you know, made a lot of leaps and bounds and was really knowledgeable on the field, you know, picked up a lot of blitzes and was able to, you know, learn the system very quickly. So we know he's a smart guy and a guy that can go out there and play football. So, you know, looking forward to him to get back to where he was last year and make some more strides from where he was.
Seems like Lance Lewis has, from a physical standpoint, everything you need to be successful. What's holding him back from taking that next step?
I think he has to continue to grow. You know, finally he's at one position. He needs to be able to stay there and continue to, you know, like Coach Ty says, work his craft and try to get better at his technique and continue to do that week in and week out. It's a long season. Last year he got bounced around, you know, from guard to tackle. If he can stay there and continue to work on those techniques and carry it out to the field, I think he's going to have a great year.
And it's amazing to me that people at one point, when Chris Spencer became a Bear, he had a reputation, for whatever reason, that he was a soft guy. And you watch him play, you look at what he went through last year, anything but.
Of course. I mean, the guy's he's played in this league for 7 years. I mean, he was a starter. So anybody that can go out in the field and play for as many years as he has, you know, obviously he's not going to be a soft guy. He came in there and did a great job from never playing guard to playing, being a starting right guard for us, and now he's starting at left guard. You know, the guy is obviously a versatile player. He's a first round pick, so he's got a lot of talent, and you know, we're looking for another big year from him. Obviously,
he's got a hard head too. We get up on those running drills. You got him and Lance Ball.
Yeah, that's those are big guys.
Yes.
I mean, big, big guys. Now, you're a big guy, too. You've been the face of the franchise for the longest time here with the Bears, Brian.
And that's debatable, Zach.
For the longest time. You might not be the guy right now. Yeah. I mean, it could be Cutler. He's got better hair.
No doubt. Oh, he's got nicer. He's got – you know who he reminds me of? You ever watch Beverly Hills Now 210?
Yeah.
Remember
Jason Priestley.
There you go. Dylan
no,
McKay.
No, Brandon.
Brandon, he's more Dylan McKay. Brandon had good hair too.
Yeah. So
if Dylan had
Luke Perry.
Hair.
That was yeah. There you go.
Yep.
That's I can't imagine
you
how you guys
yourself
tease him.
There, brother.
What's that?
We just dated ourselves right there, brother.
That was awesome when I was in school.
Great show.
Did you have the sideburns?
No, I've never had hair. Not because I couldn't grow it, because I didn't want to.
Right, that's fair enough. Okay. Now you're approaching that age now where people wonder how much do you have left. I'm not asking you about that. What I'm asking is, we know that contract at the end of the year runs out. Can you've said in the past that it's not something you want to do, but it would be fun to test the market.
I've never been a free agent before. I don't know how fun it would be. I don't want to be a free agent, but that's the situation I'm in right now. You know, I'll have a contract for next year as of right now. So all I'm worried about is getting on the field and playing well this year. You know, whatever happens contract-wise happens. If I'm here, I'm here. If I'm not, I'm not. You know, I want to be here. I've always said that, and that hasn't changed. You know, Ted Phillips said that we would address it when the season's over. So there you go.
Phil Emery said in his first press conference at training camp that he had kind of reached out to your people. I mean, has that happened at any point? Just to kind of let you know what's going on?
I think they know each other. I mean, my agent's been around for a long time. I think they know each other pretty well. I don't know. I don't talk to them every day. My agent said I don't really talk to them that much, so I don't need to. So.
Are you at a stage in your life, because you know what you can do, that you're not worried about? It's not something that's going to affect you on the field.
Yeah. If I play well, then I expect to be here, or you know, I just got to get on the field and play like I've played the last few years, and I don't think it'll be an issue.
So you're not one of these guys. It's not insulting that they haven't.
It's a business, you know. Like, I'm coming off a knee injury last year. They have to be careful with me. I understand that. So it's not insulting to me. I know that side of the story. But at the same time, if I become a free agent, you know, there's a whole new ball game right there.
And then you could go
anywhere. Yeah, you just never know what's going
to
happen.
Would it be awkward to be somewhere else? I mean, we've seen it with so many players.
Yeah, it happens,
you know,
a
Brett
lot
Favre.
Yeah, it happens a lot these days. It would be really weird. I can't imagine being anywhere else. You know, I love playing here. I love my teammates, so I don't want to go anywhere else.
Can you imagine a locker room? I mean, we asked this last year without Olin Krutz, but then there's this guy. I mean,
it's going to happen soon either way, whether I'm a free agent or retire. So.
Well, you can't imagine, obviously, anybody else lining up at the middle linebacker position other than Brian Urlacher. I mean, he stands what Chicago Bears football is, and obviously we talked about this earlier, man. The locker room that we have is built because of the guys that we have, you know.
It's awesome. We have a great locker room. Fun.
Now, when you say that, does that mean that there were times where it wasn't? What makes this one different than, say, some of the last few years?
It's always been great, as far as I know. Since you've been here, it's been great, right?
Absolutely.
We used to play cards in between meetings. We play, you know, we have dodgeball now. We play the kickball game.
I mean, you're talking legitimate dodgeball, like people in high school.
We put these trash bins up across the middle of the locker room.
In the house hall locker.
10 dodgeballs, if we're lucky.
Like
have
the red.
And offense goes on one side, we go on the other, and they cheat. And don't go out of the game when they get hit. Guards are the worst.
No way.
They'll hide in the locker and then jump back in for no reason. And they'll say, oh, he caught the ball. We can come back in. That's cheating. But they're really legit games.
So how
games.
Do you hide? You know, like in the old days, you know, when you play.
You don't hide. You get hit.
I mean, it hurts.
They have Jay Cutler over there. Jay hit me in the chest last year so hard with a dog. I tried to catch it, and I left a big red circle in the middle of my chest.
Well, you know, he's got a great
arm.
He's
a quarterback. I had my shirt off, too. I was trying to look all big over there. And he smacked me in the chest.
Has it ever gotten heated to the point where, you know, you thought people were...
No, that's not what it's about, man.
We talk
a
lot of
time.
Crap during the games and after the games and before the games. But during the game, it's just we're having fun.
It's a good
trying
team
to pass
thing.
Time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a long season. It's a good thing to do. By the way, thank you guys for coming on the show. We learned a lot, and this was Roberto's.
learned a lot, yeah.
This was Roberto's first foray into Bears All Access. You know, Brian's a veteran.
Congratulations.
Sometimes he talks.
Glad I could be part of your first show.
I'm glad.
Thank you.
for Urlacher and Garza, executive producer Greg Miller, Paul Zarang, and everyone back at the Score Studios, I'm Zach Sabin saying thank you for listening. Join us next week. We'll have another rock-solid show. I don't know who's going to be on yet. That's part of the magical mystery. This has been Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Sports Authority and has been sponsored by Toyota and Verizon.